Rosa Mystica, the Devotrix. I am the Rosa Mystica. I am the Devotrix. I am the awakening of the scent of roses in your blood, breath, and bones. I am the walking majesty of the heart, and I dissolve the barriers to the full giving and receiving of love. I am the embodiment of love in all of her thousands of faces. I am the frequency of love, and I am felt in the power of swan and dove. With devotion, I tend to the broken hearts until they open to the magnificence of what lies beyond loss and separation or betrayal. I have taken all the pain into my heart, and I have grieved and mourned and loved it fully within myself, so I may now exude and express my truest beauty. I am here as one who brings us into the Garden of Eden, recognizing that each and every being is a beauty of the goddess's making. And I am the reminder, the remembrance, the shuddering orgasm of the heart, open to the unconditional flow of love. I am the chalice filled with the rose blossoms blooming from within, and I am the garden in midsummer, illuminating bright beauty and unapologetic gorgeousness. I am the divine intoxication and innocence of rose, pink, golden love. As the face of the Magdalene, who is the Rosa Mystica, I embody the Magdalene Christed heart, awakened in devotional love, a love that's fully integrated in me through the human journey of separation, loss, abandonment, neglect, and hurt. I intimately know the illumined beauty that comes from a heart that has been through immense pain and chooses to come back to love again and again and again. Beloved, receiving this card in your reading means that you are being called into the Devotrix initiation. It's a call for you to feel your inner Rosa Mystica and stand in the full beauty of who you truly are. Beloved, you may have experienced a recent heartbreak, or you may have shut down parts of your heart, but this isn't about being broken, but being broken open to the experience of more intimacy, more connection, more vulnerability and humanity. Here you can marry grief and tenderness with the trembling vulnerability that always comes with true beauty. My love, you're being initiated by the Rosa Mystica to return to your open heart so that you can feel love. What gifts have you been given from your brokenheartedness? I want you to consider this. What shields around your heart can you soften so that you can open yourself more fully to love? The Devotrix. She brings to us an awareness of the power of love as devotion. Devotion that is the frequency of love that goes far beyond commitment into this upswelling and overflowing of a love that cannot just help itself but love, of a heart that cannot help itself but love, of the center of our being that cannot help ourselves but return to love. The Devotrix is a path of awakening to the power of the heart, to the power of love in all of her faces, but especially the power of the broken heart. The Devotrix reminds us that there is no one human who walks this path of being in a body who can avoid being brokenhearted. That there is no way for us to walk here on this earth without experiencing the pain of a broken heart, of being hurt by someone that we have loved, of being betrayed, of being maligned or neglected or abused in some way. There is no way to avoid this initiation of the heart. But to be alive as a human being, to be here in our bodies, is to be in the vulnerability and the tenderness and the quivering sensitivity of what it actually means to be human. And it is through our humanity, it is through this vessel of our humanity, our imperfect, fallible humanity, that we over and over again are faced with the moments where we find ourselves pushed up against the edge of our capacity to be able to handle the life's challenges that come our way. The deep loss, the separation, the betrayal, the abandonment, the wounding, all of it. You know the places where you have been at the mercy of one of life's harsher initiations, or some kind of deep loss or illness or whatever it has been that has placed you into this tender pink ray of vulnerability, and where you are given a choice. And the choice was to either shut down your heart and withhold yourself and turn away from life and avoid life and avoid relationships, avoid all these places that could possibly hurt you. Or you chose to lean in to the quivering pink heart that is so softened and opened with the depth of our humanity, with the depth of recognition of the suffering of this life, but also the beauty of this life, that grief and love and love and grief are interwoven with one another, and there is no escape of this. And so each one of us is called to sit in this impossible contradiction, in this impossible place where we cannot reconcile it through the mind, but we can only come to the heart, where the part of the heart and the being inside of us wants to shut down to the pain, to the suffering, to the places which could hurt us, to shield ourselves. And only in that shielding is it that we find ourselves isolated and shielded from the very love that we are. And so this element of this initiation is calling us into the wisdom of the heart and the devotion of the path of the Magdalene that says, even when we want to close our hearts on the way of love, we are called more and more and more deeply to consider the price of closing our hearts, of the withhold, of the withering of that love. The love is the currency of all life. And when that currency is flowing within us and around us, we begin to bloom within ourselves. We begin to grow, and in fact, the robe of light that we are, the pearl, the activation of the robe of light of this awakened being within us, of our spiritual maturity, begins to take form because we meet these places of fear, of hurt, of pain, of separation with more love. And love becomes the elixir. Love becomes the presence of that which transforms all things. And the devotrix is the face of the Magdalene that initiates us to return to the love, to be willing to return to the love, to open our hearts again, even though we cannot guarantee and never will be able to guarantee that we will not be hurt. For when we are in life, every single one of us will experience the pain of loss. There is no way to avoid it. And yet the Magdalene urges us, as the devotrix, as the Rosa Mystica, urges us to recognize that it is through embracing our human hearts, embracing how we struggle to love ourselves and love each other, It is through that act. It is through bringing love to the unlovable parts of self and the unlovable parts of others. It is through bringing love to those who have hurt us and to the ways that we have hurt ourselves that we transform that hurt into love. It's a beautiful line from a poem by Antonio Machado, and he says, "The honeybees have made honey in my heart out of the old failures and losses and wounds." We are here to be alchemists in the way of love, and the devotrix is an initiatory path of the vow to walk as love, which means simply that we choose to look at ourselves each and every day through the eyes of love and ask, how am I being called to be more loving? What would love say? What would love do? And this is not an answer that can be delineated through the mind. One must go into the heart to discern what love is. For in every situation, love has a nuanced and different face. And the devotrix, she is the one within us awakening to be devoted to the inquiry of what love actually is. Each of the six bases of the Magdalene initiates us into a different frequency of love, into a different face of love, into a different face of power. And the Rosa Mystica, the devotrix, brings us into the most extraordinary vessel that we have, our hearts. Your heart is 500 times stronger than your mind, than your brain, in terms of its electromagnetic current. It is the strongest resonant field, coherency resonator in your body. When we open our heart, when we choose to open our heart, we can literally change the world. Everything changes within us when we choose to unshield our hearts. This is the path of the devotrix. It is a very powerful, tender, fierce, deeply beautiful path. And it is one that you're being called to consider at this time, to contemplate with as she comes to you.